Urban Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Morning, Kirsten. How are you today?
I am crusty but alive. Thank you.
Crusty but alive. I'm sure there's many other people in that boat. A relatable vibe today. Where in the world of music are we going this morning?
So this has turned out to be a really cool little deep dive. So they call it Hong Kong Underground.
Awesome.
And Hong Kong is an interesting space. It's history. It's part of China. It's a separate thing from China. It's a huge urban. Most of it is very, very urban. I mean, the high rise. It's a big banking district. And so usually their music is a lot of Canto pop, which mm-hmm. would be sort of like K-pop and stuff. And then they get a lot of huge international concerts, you know, the Adeles and the Sheerans and stuff. So this scene, you know, is really underground because it's really at the sort of the fringes, the bottom streets of these buildings. And these musics we're all listening to is just like the last 3 years from, you know, sort of during COVID and really people sort of really trying to survive as individuals, you know.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
I quite like the idea really that cool. It's a literal underground.
Yes.
I'm imagining all these high rises and then the basement bars underneath.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to hit this first track by TNYT. This is not what I was expecting it to sound like. What kind of sound would we call this? Like fusion of different types of music?
Well, the stuff, you know, the promotional material stuff says electronic and shoegaze.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I can see that for sure.
And so, like other indie scenes, you know, it's around, you know, small studios, small labels cropping up, but now we, small festivals, you know, having their music on offer like through donation, you know, whatever you can afford.
Yeah.
Collectives, you know, so that same sort of story. But because of so a lot of social media now there, right?
Right.
And so their aesthetics is really interesting, sort of playing a bit like with the Asianness, you know, like having like soft toys and anime on their bed while they're filming themselves, you know, like this sort of, it's a really neat aesthetic, some of it.
It's interesting that this is in English. Is that like quite a regular thing for music from Hong Kong that it's in English unusual?
They normally, Cantopop is the big music because Cantonese is sort of the second biggest Chinese language after Mandarin.
Yeah.
And so sometimes, you know, keeping the Cantonese thing going. But it was a British colony for a long time, so most people speak English. And I guess depending on, you know, if you're alone in your apartment, are you studying at an English university? You know, are you doing,
is
your school in English? You know, everyone's so sort of globally connected sometimes, so obviously folks are keeping their English up.
With a big city like Hong Kong, but also a condensed city like Hong Kong, it's got lots of people but in a small space.
Yeah.
It's interesting the way that, you know, different languages and different international influences kind of come together in music. How do people find each other? Are there forums? Is it just Instagram? What's the sort of way that these communities connect?
Yeah, they have been trying to do live as much as possible, you know, with certain gigs and with people. So Hong Kong's had, apparently, I'm, you know, just finding this out, but, you know, the sort of periods of heavy lockdown, 6 months on, 6 months off, you know, so they're
really
sort of
hard out ones. Yeah, I think their lockdown is like ours plus. They had really gnarly lockdowns.
Yeah, but then they've had periods off of it.
Yeah.
We've kind of had the levels twos and threes, it seems, the sort of intermediate.
Right.
But it means some of all the big acts have cancelled. So they've kind of really blossomed in this, in my room, Instagram, now we're going to be together and then back in again. So
cool.
Going back and forth. But, you know, they still have to be aware of things like, you know, their ability to sort of criticize the government or anything, you know, because they're still part of China. They are you know, sometimes they might feel they aren't, but they are, in that sort of liminal space.
And of course, it's been really politically fraught there in the last few years. So, you know, art always intersects with politics. It would be interesting to see how these scenes are, how much of them being underground also means kind of maybe having these conversations that are harder to have in a more public arena at the moment.
Yes, I haven't heard about any connection like with protests or anything, but that's obviously keeping themselves safe. So I have no idea if there's any of that aspect.
Yeah, totally.
To it.
Very different vibe here. What's this?
Yuki Lovey, Crying Underwater, 2019. And I found her story interesting that she had a contract to doing pop for a couple of years, but at 28, so she left the label and became an independent artist.
That's cool.
Yeah.
This is really nice.
Yeah, honestly, it's a little treasure trove. You know, all the tracks, quite diverse, but still within that sort of, I guess, indie, I'm going to say it, oeuvre.
Oeuvre. The indie oeuvre.
But yeah, they're all kind of neat little things. And then, you know, then if you can, you know, at times watch the video as well, so see that sort of other element of what they're trying to project out there.
It's interesting because I was thinking about how would you, like, quantify, for example, you know, New Zealand underground, because that's such a broad house. Like, there's not really, it's not really a genre, it's kind of a vibe, I guess, and you can't really say two bands that are really different are the same, but maybe there's like shared sensibilities coming out of the same place, and it feels like there's maybe a sense of like a shared, as you said, idea of more of a DIY aesthetic perhaps coming through here, more of a lo-fi made at home type of a feeling than that mainstream pop sound, which is perhaps the norm.
Yeah, no, you're right, because a lot of people assume genre is musical differences, whereas no, vibe, relationship with record labels, what else did you say, sensibility, those are all really important differentiations. You know, it's not just, oh, do you use these instruments and does it have a sound, you know? And so, yeah, this one, I feel like musically is quite diverse and takes from a lot of different genre.
So are these bands that are all playing in the same spaces, or are there, you know, circles within circles going on here?
Yeah, some of them will be connected and work together all the time. Yeah, like, I'm not sure how everyone's, you know, getting around the city. I'm not sure, like, at COVID now. I have been in Hong Kong a bit myself, but I'm not sure how much movement people are doing. Or, like, oh, there is some stuff in, like, the outer sort of burb/provinces. Some stuff going on there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe some more sort of community-based stuff. But it's pretty hilarious. When you look up Hong Kong Underground, you do get a lot of pictures of their subway system.
Not a very Googleable keyword there. There's quite an interesting, almost like jazz element to the song, and a little bit in that first song as well, which I don't know if that's a coincidence or if perhaps they are coming from the same space, but, you know, there's interesting chord progressions going on here.
Okay, that's interesting you say that. I can hear that now. Now, this is just me completely guessing here. They might have had classical training.
Yeah, true.
You know, they might have been those kids that did do some classical training, so that, you know, they're using that as grounding for some of their musical explorations.
Now, this last artist, Room 307, popped up a couple of times. Are they quite prolific within this sort of world?
Yeah. Yeah, and they make sort of more fancier videos, you know, less sort of lo-fi, you know.
Oh yeah, they've got a lot of like, they're quite popular. When I was googling them, there's quite a lot of plays on their videos, there's quite a lot of streams on their, you know, streaming numbers are all a bit of a rort, but like there is quite a lot of engagement with their work.
So yeah, his music is described as dream pop, lo-fi. So this is My Bonnie from 2020. And yeah, it gets that sort of vintagey Instagram vibe on the video.
Yeah, yeah.
Now he's released an EP, so I don't know if that means that others haven't. So maybe, yeah, he is moving into that next level.
I'm going to hazard a guess. This feels like bedroom pop, room 307. Do you feel like that's maybe where he lives?
Is I was that wondering
his
the
apartment
same thing.
Number or something?
I was wondering the same thing.
Especially because a lot of the images around his work are like a bedroom, you know?
Yeah, although it's not very sensible to give your address out, though. Anyway. If I was his mom, I would have said this about it.
Maybe it's an old flat, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no, the poor people live in there now. But Hong Kong's got, you know, also their songs are dealing with identity, because you have that weird loneliness while living in a big city. They're Chinese, but they are, you know, haven't been a part of China for a while, and they have a separate language. You know, there's a lot of British and other colonial influences. People do a lot of travel, you know, so, you know, because right next door is Macau that was had Portuguese influences, you know, so they, you know, just exploring all their identities of who they are in this really complicated space they're in.
Yeah, totally. This is honestly really nice. I'm enjoying this. Thanks for bringing us a bunch of eclectic sounds from the Hong Kong underground this morning, Kirsten. Where are we going to go in the world next week?
Well, it's going to reflect my voice this morning. We're going to go for the low, low voices.
Ooh. Smoky
so get
voice.
Ready. Yes.
Thank you very much for that. Okay. This is a nice, moody, rainy morning vibe. I'm enjoying it a lot.
I recommend it. Have a look at more of it if you can.
Room 305, Yuki Lovey, and... Room 307, sorry. I'm thinking of Mr. Worldwide.
Don't bug the neighbors.
And TNYT was the first artist we listened to there. Thank you very much, Kirsten. Have a great weekend.
All right, bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Thank you so much.